There is an interesting question brought in halakha. If, let's say, a sibur is reading from a sefer Torah, and the sefer Torah becomes pasul. So, of course, we know we have to take out a second sefer Torah and read from the new sefer. The question is, are you allowed to place the sefer Torah that is pasul back into the aron? The aron is, obviously, kadosh. Can you place sefer Torah that are pasul in the aron? Now, of course, the intention is eventually to fix the sefer Torah. But the question is, in the interim, before you fix it, where do you place that sefer Torah? This question actually was discussed in She'elot u'Tshuvot Yehuda Ya'aleh. It was asked in Ma'adura Kama Or Haim Siman Tet. And the basis of this halakha really depends on a Gemara in Masechet Shekalim, where the Gemara says that there was an Aron in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, in the times of the Mishkan, the Ark. And in the ark was not only the luchot, the actual tablets themselves, but there was also shivre luchot. There was also the broken pieces of the tablets. So we might say that the broken tablets are analogous to a sefer Torah that's pasul. So just like they allowed in the aron, not only the keepers, the luchot that were kasher, but also the broken luchot. So therefore they want to bring a raya from there, that so too would be permissible to put a sefer Torah that's pasul in the hechal and store it there. So, if that's the whole proof, the Noda Bihuda goes back and forth questioning if that's really legitimate proof or not. Number one, he says, the Shivrei Luchot had Kiddushah in them. They themselves were Kadosh, after all they were fashioned by God Himself. So, the Shivrei Luchot are a little more Hashuv than a Sefer Torah that is Pasul. Furthermore, it could be when they made the Aron, they stipulated from the beginning that it's going to be made for the Luchot and the Shivrei Luchot. But when we make an Aron for the Sefer Torah, could be we don't have that in mind. So the Noda Bihuda really was leaning towards Isur. However, there is a Mefurash Sefer Hasidim on this in Siman Taf Taf Kuf Lamid Dalid, Siman 534 in Sefer Hasidim, where he clearly writes, it is permissible to leave a Sefer Torah that's Pasul in the Hechal, and his proof actually is from Shivrei Luchot. And since that's the majority opinion in Masechet Shekalim, the opinion of the rabbis, that there was only one Aron that had everything in there, that's the consensus opinion, and therefore he wants to say, it is indeed Mutar. Just go look at what happens. When a Sefer Torah becomes Pasul, where do we put it? We put it back in the Aron. So that's already the halakha. It should be pointed out, however, one should make a clear siman on that Sefer Torah that it is indeed Pasul, so the Kahal doesn't come mistakenly and read from the Sefer Torah as Pasul. Furthermore, it must be pointed out that the Kahal has an obligation to fix it as soon as possible. Again, because it can lead to takala. You know, even if they take the sign, maybe they tie it up. So if somebody unties it for some reason, now they're going to come to use it unintentionally, It's a problem. So therefore, the Chetechila, one should fix the Sefer Torah that are Pesulim immediately before the next time the Sefer Torah is used, in order that Takala does not come out. However, to leave it in the Aron itself is Mutar, according to the Sefer Hasidim.